Welcome to a special edition of the 155 podcast, the Ward 4 trustee by-election. You can vote on election day, January 6th from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. at three polling locations in Ward 4, the Rosedale Arena, the Winston Churchill Recreation Center, and the Boys and Girls Club at 45 Ellis Avenue. For more information, visit the City of Hamilton website at hamilton.ca. Allison Bailey, you are running for Ward 4 School Board Trustee in the by-election. Welcome to the 155 podcast.
Hi, Joey. Thank you for inviting me on your podcast.
Firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
As you said, my name is Allison Bailey. I'm a retired 64-year-old administrator who brings 40 years of business acumen from both the public and private sectors. I have experience as a financial analyst, policymaker, researcher, and writer.
Why are you running for trustee?
That's easy. I love my community. I walk my dog through it every day. I live in Ward 4. I grew up and attended school in Ward 4. I bought a house and sent my child to schools in Ward 4. I'm retired, but I believe that the skills that I have accumulated can benefit my community, and I would like to use them as a trustee of Ward 4.
How have you contributed to your school community and education in Hamilton?
Well, I do like to volunteer. I was a Girl Guide leader, a member, and then chair of the Delta Secondary School Parent Council. I was a member of the transitional team when Delta was closing and students were transitioning to Bernie Custis. And I was a member of the Hamilton Wentworth District School Board's Parent Advisory Committee.
How do you define the role of a school board trustee?
Trustees are officials elected to serve parents, students, taxpayers, and the school system. They are the link between the communities and the school board and ensure Hamilton Public Schools meet the diverse needs of the students in their community.
What are your priorities for improving public education in Hamilton?
More money. I would like to see more money allocated to public education from the provincial government, but the present government does not hold the same view as I do. Until we have more money, we need to make the money we have go further.
What three skills have you demonstrated that make you the best choice to be entrusted as the Ward 4 School Board Trustee?
Well, as I mentioned before, I'm a financial analyst, a policymaker, a researcher, and I'm known for my out-of-the-box thinking.
What two policy or practice changes do you wish to achieve in your two-year term on the board?
Right now, I'm coming to the table with an open mind. Once there, I will be able to evaluate the policies and practices and see if they require any change or alteration.
Mindful that there are no accommodation reviews scheduled at the present time and will not occur in the next 2 years, this question is to get to how you would handle these types of decisions. As a school board trustee, your duty is to ensure the best quality of education for students across the entire school system. How will you manage a staff recommendation to close a school in your ward that the board's professional staff state will enable the board to provide a better quality of education across the system?
The decision to close schools, no matter whether they're in my ward or not, have consequences that reach far beyond any spreadsheet. I believe there is always more than one way to reach the outcome you're trying to achieve. I would endeavor to do my own analysis of the situation and hopefully come up with alternative solutions.
School boards must pass balanced budgets. The province sets the funding allocation. Trustees cannot raise funds locally, and most funding envelopes are non-transferable. Mindful of these limitations, how will you approach the annual budget process?
Well, first I would compare the budget to previous budgets and look for anomalies. Once I've reviewed and understood the changes year over year, I would review the present budget line by line to understand exactly where the money is going. Perhaps changes can be made where and how the monies are allocated.
It's 2026. The public record is writing an assessment of your performance during the 22 months you've been in office. What three words do you hope will describe your term on the board?
Allison made a difference.
Thank you. That's the end of the prepared questions you were provided in advance. Would you like to share any closing remarks?
My name is Allison Bailey. I am a retired 64-year-old administrator who brings 40 years of business experience from both the public and private sectors in both large and small companies. With the loss of funding to public education, we're going to need creative solutions. We need a new voice at the table, and I believe that voice is mine.
Thank you for joining us.